Next up, the Vegan Stephen Podcast for lols and lols. Hello and welcome to the Vegan Stephen Podcast. All characters and events in this show, even though it's based on real people, are entirely fictional. All type of voice are impersonated for you. The following program today is going to line should with content should not be viewed by anyone. Today we're going to talk about yesterday was Indian border dispute, and today is not. Are wasps like humans? That's that later on. Today we're going to have a little look at the increase in direct provision allowance. Oh my word! Controversial. Freaking happens. All right, let's have a little look. Direct provision. 9th of October. Today, the government announced the increase in weekly payment for adults and children living in direct provision. This weekend increase brings the allowance up to the recommended amount of 1,015 with the McCann Group report from 21.60. So they were getting €21.60 and now it's up to €38.80 for adults and €29.80 for children. Alright. So this is something to do with refugees coming to Ireland, I believe. So I keep getting emails about it. It's not really fascinating, I'm just going to be honest with you. It's a bit boring, but people seem to be really flipping interested about it for some reason. So here we go. The system can be criticised, but this is Wikipedia. Why is direct provision bad? Oh jeepers. The system can be criticised for human rights organisations as illegal. Has been, okay. Inhumane and degrading, while propagandists argue that it ensures asylum seekers are housed. Excuse me. That's karma from giving out. Are housed and cared for in accordance with international law. All right. How much do asylum seekers get a week? I think we already talked about that. Wonderful. Okay. What is a refugee entitled to in Ireland? A refugee will have the same rights. This is knowyourrights.ie. A refugee will have the same rights in America as Irish citizens who look for work and get a job. And access to education, training, medical care, social protections and services. While a refugee, you are entitled to be issued with an Irish travel document to leave Ireland and re-enter the country. Alright, so that's just some general little bits of waffle, and now we can get into some people giving out socks for and against it. Okay, so what are we getting into here? Alright, so just know your vision, direct provision. Alright, so we're gonna have a. I think we had a look at this article already. But it's about the direct provision. It's the most recent one. Excuse me. I can find. Give an inch and they'll take a mile, says serious no joke. Now that's out of context, in fairness. Sean Bradley says these pirate operators have no constriction for human life, consideration for human life. So reference to these comments was, department asks direct provision centre owners to provide living conditions, allegations are clearly false. So there was, people were saying the living conditions weren't up to scratch. And so on. Let's see, we got some direct, okay, let's get on Reddit. I think we'll find some people giving out about it there. Or maybe people saying how great it is. Let's find out. Genuine question about direct provision Ireland. Wonderful. Now, okay, so I open up two little articles here. Ooh. You know what's gone wrong when you drop the bomb. Pitter patter of ice cubes being put back in a bone. Allegedly. Alright, we're getting back into direct provision centres, so stay put. There must be nothing more disgusting than having someone blowing their nose in your ear and like HD sound. must absolutely sound disgusting, someone there. Okay, so let's have a little look at this date here. I'm going to use the magical tools of technology. Man, I feel very old. I'm ready to call my son in here or something. After 9 years of direct provision, grand. Oh, that was it. Okay, sorry. Alright. Oh, this is the button here. Oh! Someone's at the door. Alright. So I get the vibe that some people are like, oh, you know, they have it so good or something. And they're trying to steal our jobs and our women and all these things. Not saying there's any truth to any of that. Oh, jeez. But you'd be hearing people having all kinds of, shouting all kinds of things. Alright, so here's a little thing on Reddit. It says, after 9 years in direct provision, I have never stopped living. Alright, I don't know where this is going. This is... Alright, let's find out. I haven't read the details, but is she still in direct provision? If so, is she really the best candidate to know about local issues? Damn. Yeah, next comment. Yeah, she's living in direct provision sandwiched between the M50 and farms in North County City Centre. Okay, so can I see her article here? Do 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 do. Here's some other little things. Whatever way you feel about asylum seekers, is the next comment, immigration, etc., is absolutely ridiculous that we have people in direct provision for this long. The appeal system is way too slow and we need something done to sort these people. Oh, he said these people. Oh, he's in trouble. This is Erica 1D. Alright. These people, he says, oh, he's very bald. Out quicker one way or the other. Okay, so that's something he's saying there. Next lad says, this is from Mr. Abrogation or something. So I think they're taking into question that someone abuse perhaps in the system. I don't know. Abuse of the system? Who knows? Random comments on Reddit. Could be written by anyone. Exactly. Genuine cases need to get sorted out so they can move on with their lives. And the chancers need to F off. Slowing the process down isn't keeping people from coming, so speed it up. Keep pace. Jeepers. Okay, so perhaps they're concerned about people abusing the system there. Alright, let's see what else we're getting on here. What are the bottlenecks in the process? Asks one guy. So maybe we'll have a look at that. Open it up in another time. Let's see how we're getting on here. Make sure you get all that lovely merch there below, people. Okay, so here, is some of the bottleneck issues allegedly involved. Never unlimited appeals. Near unlimited appeals, says Mr. Emerald. Appeals and solicitors effing around, not presenting evidence or lying. Jeebers. So that's the accusation, I guess. Okay. So that's one guy's opinion there. It's absolutely mad that it could be anyone wrote that. Alright, so this is an Irish Times article. It's the Irish Times, it's a famous enough thing. The name of the article is February 2019, second. After 9 years in direct provision, I have never stopped living, says a lady there. Just see if there's any little highlights for you. Okay, we have some comments here. Okay. So I think you get the idea of the article. Let's see what she was saying there. There are two versions of the story. Ellie Kenobi came to be first female asylum seeker to stand for local election in Ireland. I'm already completely baffled. Can you come to Ireland to run in elections? Alright. Fair play to her. Ambitious. No, jeez, I'd be scared going. Jeez. Fair play to her. And short version of that is, after many conversations about politics and society, her friend Gary Cannon, a social democrat councillor, suggested it to her at the Christmas party in 2019. He saw something in me. He calls me our mayor. Okay, so it keeps going into the story and lovely stuff. So, there she is. And the people, they like her and stuff, they're saying there's a portrait of her there in Dublin City Council culture. Company's local heroes, so there you are. She fizzes with energy, they say. Wonderful. So a nice happy story there. Okay, let's see what else we got going on here. Bum 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 ba da do. She says, at the United Against Racism rally in 2016, so she's just there, brilliant. What does it say, end something? End direct provision. Oh, okay, so, as I said, apologies, I've only heard the word direct provision like 5 times in my life, so it's obviously a big issue for some people, so... Here you are. Okay, comments is now closed for this story. Okay, so here's the first, the old comment. Okay. I've never read comments from the Irish Times, so we'll see what happens. Jeebry. So this isn't, I'm not really talking about facts here, I'm talking about feelings, I'd say. But who knows, hmm? Direct Provision Centre needs a full overhaul. Initially described as an interim INTERIM system, which would provide accommodation for a 6-month period. Individuals and families are trapped in the system for years. Discrepancies in the level of independence provided from centre to centre, combined with the meagre weekly allowance in degrading is unfair. Increase their rights and ensure time-bound cap of 2 years to make decision on their application, extended by 1 additional year to deal with appeals. So there's one guy, and then we have our responses. Okay. Anthony Wise, says, man. You are, of course, correct. I also fear you are being unrealistic. Asylum applications are normally dealt with quite quickly in all circumstances and were refused at first instance. The legally aided appeal. can be dealt with pretty much as soon as the applicant and his or her legal advisors are ready for the process. These extensions, of course, where relevant country of origin information takes time to obtain, where applicants go to ground for periods. Or where... Alright, she's quoting the entire law book there, but the comment just keeps going. Fucking Christ. Are we going to keep reading it? Alright, I think we get the idea. Alright. Lovely. So, is every comment a mile long here? No, okay, lovely. So, left of the right centre, oh dear, has this comment to say. She comments, this country has let her down. Jeepers. Unbelievably. Absolute un-effing believable. Oh shit. Don't know where this person's going. Where's this person going? This country with... Okay, I think she's talking about Ireland. She was, yeah, it's a bit confusing because it's irishtimes.com, but something like, is that the American Irish Times, which makes no sense? So it just must be at Irish Times, and they're trying to look all fancy and have a .com instead of a .e or something. Who knows? I'm throwing shade, I'm a big old shade tree. Alright, let's keep going. So this person seems to be giving out stick. She's... I'm enjoying how I automatically assumed it was a woman. Alright. Anyway, here we go. This country with whom she has no connection has taken her, given her shelter, food, clothing, medical care, money. She is educating her children in third level education and allowing her to participate in her own domestic elections. Democratic. For the taxes we've paid to provide all this to her, we are accused of letting her down. There's ingratitude. Jeepers. And we've got a keyboard warrior here. There's ingratitude and then there's just plain taking the piss. Oh, jeez. Piss is spelled P1, the number one with SS, in case you're wondering. How much more taxes exactly am I supposed to pay to rent her in the manner she wishes? To pay... Okay, wonderful. So that's someone's opinion there. And jeepers, they're after writing another big... Alright, lovely. Anthony Wise chimes back and he says, in response to that commenting, he says, unfortunately, Ireland has chosen by people who know they are unlikely to merit refugee status. Not because their application for asylum or protection are more likely to be granted here, but because of the small likelihood when refused refugee status on the merits of lack, therefore, of their case, they will automatically be deported because of the almost limitless opportunities available to frustrate deportation by taking serial judicial law reviews. Flip. Alright. Did anyone understand that? Okay, and they keep going on. Different lads are just shouting at each other here. Jeeves says, according to the UNHCR, there are 68... So one or two bits there, a few opinions for and against, I guess. And okay.
here's another response to that article. So, I often think that journalists who write stories like these are peddling some sort of propaganda. I think that they don't want to realise that they aren't really any undiguous... UNDECIDES undecades on this topic. This they're either confirming on the basis of people who think that Ireland should let the people in, or in raving, enraging the people who think they should be kept out. It's like it's giving both sides what they want to hear. Okay, so that comment was from Euclid. And Dublin 2001 says, well, duh, otherwise you'd be dead. Alright. Okay. The next comment says... Alright. Wonderful. Pragmatically... The Direct Provision Centre system is a bit of a political fuck-up, in my opinion. The Bleeding Hearts don't like it because it's degrading of your average Irish conservative Me Fain type. Doesn't like them because they don't want to hear centres set up near where they live. Jeepers. They live and they hate that the accommodation has Wi-Fi, heating, etc. Yikes. Alright. And the person goes on to say, this is once again the Reddit response to the that article 9 years under direct provision of someone's experience with it. For these reasons, I don't really understand why they don't let asylums live privately wherever they want and work. Vet them and require them to check in with the Gardaí once a month or whatever, if you want, but the result of this would be that most would settle in the cities, Dublin, where their neighbours would give less of a shite, that's a quote, that's in, versus certain twitcher, small town rural Ireland, and you'd dispense with the political cost we are spending on X on these centres. We need to look after our own. Jeepers. So, possibly suggesting that people don't want them in their own in small towns, but they're getting away with it in cities or something like that. Who knows? Sure, let me know what you got out of that. Whatever, it goes on to say, you'd save money or it doesn't actually matter. Presumably, you'd be spending and saving on vetting, monitoring and intelligence, admin, etc. And people who think the centres are degrading would be happy they're gone. Okay. So that's his solution there. This is quite a controversial topic, so people have varying opinions on the thing. So just comment below, and I'm hopefully not getting involved. I'm just going to read some comments and see how we get on. Johnny Harballs says, so despite their only right to say stay in the country being have their asylum claim determined, they should have the same rights as you or me. So that's the question. That would pull factors and would encourage more asylum seekers who would also want social welfare considerations. And obviously, we have a bit of housing crisis. About 700 people in direct provisions have remained there, even though they're they have a permission to reside in the country, can move wherever they like to work or claim social welfare. HAP all caps if they choose. They claim they can't find anywhere to live. Asylum seekers also need to support systems in place to assist in things like getting their kids into schools if they spread out willy-nilly, then it would be harder to ensure those needs are assistance are received for it. Asylum seekers are permitted to work if they have been waiting for more than 9 months for a first incident decision, which is fair enough. Only one waiting around for years are those who have been refused international protection previously and are judicially judicially judaically reviewing decisions made against them. If successful, that gives them another go at it. Yeah, I don't know who this lad is, but that's what he's claiming anyway. Okie dokie. Do 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 do. Lovely. Next comment says, what kind of insane system keeps people in direct provision centres that long? When you've lived here. For 9 years, it should be a simple matter of assessing whether you are a threat or not and then letting you live your life or deporting you. Says one commenter. The next comment says, yeah, fuck illegal immigration and all those effing idiots coming here legally. We need to help the people who have broken the law, says one commenter. And finally, yep, I think this is by Eric 1D, says, yep, I think we need some sort of what's that called? Amnesty. Fucking chuffed myself getting that word. Amnesty for people in long-term DP. DP being direct provision. With, as they say, check that they are not up to. So there's some paranoia involved. But anyway, who knows? With, as you say, check that they are not dangerous, including, etc. It'd be unpopular with a lot of people, but it'd let us get the system under control instead of struggling with this intense backlog. Would probably cost less in the long run. Okay. So there's some opinions by some people on the Irish Reddit. Some of them could be in the government, some could be just like, I don't know, some random people just ranting and raving on the internet. I don't know who they are. But I guess that's the joy of life. Alright. One lad says, the alternative is to do what the UK does, build detention centres at airports and detain, this is from Mark Powell, it's going to be contro. This is what one lad says, builds detention centres at the airports and detain them here. Listen to their claim, which in 99% of cases will be fraudulent, and deport them. Okay. There's too much political correctness in this country, he says, in that anyone who suggests these people... No matter what you say, as soon as you drop it, these people, you're finished. You're gone. Masquerading as asylum seekers is labelled a racist. Noel Greenwich being a perfect example. Only 15% first-time decisions on asylum applications in Ireland were rejected. Okay. That's a quote by the Irish Examiner. Ireland has the lowest refusal rate of asylum applicants. Okay, Irish Examiner. There we are. Seems like a small percentage could be masquerading. Masquerading. Rather, having few masqueraders then sends genuine people back to be killed or worse. And then the next comment is, you're obviously a racist. So, some people weren't happy with what he had to say there. Ooh, yeah. Okay. Here's another lad. Female communist has this to say. We're in for a treat. Okay, here we go. Feminine communist says, one thing I'm highly suspicious of is profit motive for direct vision operators. That the biggest problem, the companies running the DP Centrise, CENTRES, have every motivation to skimp on every service they provide. Because they know how the government will keep throwing money at them regardless of how badly they treat refugees. Sufficient Season says, one of the hoteliers involved, Marcus White, alleges this person, was once convicted of illegally employing migrant workers, a total disgrace. So, one lad wasn't playing by the rules there or something. D. Scally MacNack says, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't the majority of those DP asylum seekers and they are only considered refugees once their asylum application is granted. Okay, and here's another lad, Namixo, says, of course, there's no easy answers, but there's apparent room for improvement. Housing for all, the money being spent on the conventional hotel and B&B accommodations, it would be sensible to, he lists off, a list of suggestions. let's see what he has to say. Housing for all, money being spent, and that, yeah, okay. Here's the first point. Use only locations with convenient access to direct transport, one day round trip for services and appointments that the residents by nature of their status require. Next point, he says, provide shared kitchens so that residents can cook to their own taste and eat when they like. Next point, exclude extremely rural locations with very small villages from consideration. In addition to transport issue mentioned above, it is an imposition to argument a village population 50% more with refugees. I can see people jumping on this as racist. It's not, he says, claims. People might object to any group of people overwhelming their village. Hipsters, Hawaiians, Canadians, punk rockers, Elvis impersonators, etc. Alright, next one. Permit the preservation of families and personal relationships. Often refugees are very suddenly relocated without regard for these matters. Okay, yeah, sounds good. Okay. Social welfare is another little thing he says. This is already a social welfare program in effect. The money is being well spent. It could be spent better to have Ireland opt out altogether for accepting refugees is a separate question. Work permits. Though issue having numbers of people introduced to a community without opportunity for constructive use of their time day after day is a poor result though. If you are going to welcome adults into our community slash country, might they deserve opportunity to become employed and seek education? The number of refugees is not so large that we would have a significantly sufficient impact on overall employment for the country. Oh, damn. Again, points are based on given that the decision to host refugees is already made. If that be so, then dignity ought to be part of the bargain. And the response to that is, they all seem like very reasonable suggestions. Okay. So that is a little bit about direct provisions. It's a hot potato. And for some reason, I guess for people involved, it's very obvious, but I wasn't aware of it. Direct provision centres were big in Ireland anyway. There was direct provision signs and so on in the Black Lives Matter protests. So it was, this direct provision movement was linked with the Black Lives Matter movement. So that's how, in some, either intentionally or not, I'm not sure. I didn't really do any research. But yeah, you just hear people talking on the bus, and you're like, what are they talking about? So I just thought I'd give it a Google, so you could see some varying different opinions on the subject. It is something that's going on, and people are feel very passionate one way or the other way about it. So there you are. Du-du-du-du. Okay. So it seems like people have a fear of abuse of the system. And in rural areas, they're afraid that there'll be more asylum seekers than local people. Because I think it's something to do with that if there's only like 80 people in the town and you're bringing 40 people in, they feel they'll be outnumbered or something. They have a lot of feelings about it, and there's been protests up and down the country about direct provision centres for various reasons, but you might have to use your mind to figure out, because often they're protesting one thing, but it's because they really want this another thing. But the, yeah, sorry. Strategical protesting, perhaps. Who knows? Who knows? Who pays direct provision in Ireland? Okay, this is by ria.gov.ie, so it must be an all government thing. Let's see. Are paid directly from the state. Personal allowance gives the money. So if you think that number is low, I described this yesterday. I think the accommodation and stuff is paid for, and the food or something like that, and that's like money on top or something like that. So it's no money to live on. But the claim that I think the state are making is that they're saying everything else is paid for. They're getting Wi-Fi and all the rest. So I don't know. I guess that's a counter argument or something like that. And here's another little bit on the Irish Times as well. Darling, 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 do you like direct provision, do you? Nearly 5,500 asylum seekers to be housed in new direct provision centres across Ireland. Grand. Irish Times, lovely. The government is planning to house nearly that meant a number of people. It'll cost more than 320 million over coming years. So, I guess because of human nature, a human would see that and be like, someone who is not me is getting 320 million. And they're like, probably looking at their own house and just being like, oh, why am I getting that or something? I'm just guessing why people are annoyed. Who knows? Tender documents show Department of Justice is seeking provisions to operate centuries ahead of regions covering the 26 counties. And it just goes on. Okay, lovely. So asylum seekers applications were the most in 2012, and now they're like half of that number. 2002 there was 11,000, and 2019 there was 3,000. So it's gone down fucking loads, like, applications anyway. So, I don't know, big improvement, I guess. I was looking at a chart here, it says, when's the last time it was this low? 2,000, it was just 3,000. So, we're at the same number we are now as 1997. We had the same number of applicants, around the 3,000 mark. And it all peaked around 2002. So I ended up when I went down. So around 2002, we were up around the 11,000 applicants mark there. I've no idea what happened to any of those applications or whatever, but there you are. And lovely. Direct provisions, it's a decision.
I just wanna stay here like Sunday morning. I'm just so full of fear. Can barely function. Wake your ass up. Your hour's up, stop crying, mental health's expensive. The suicide cover up, the government's corrupt. GPC money pushing drugs on me. When you're sensitive and it's legal, start to say no to billboards being irresponsible. Selling emotional escape, gambling alcohol and vape, and it's all okay if it's taxable. I just wanna stay here like someone. Monday morning. I'm just so full of fear. Can barely function. Wake your ass up to hypocrites, profit from the sick. Trapped in a horror flick, I've lost all perspective. Rolling around in bed, crying, holding my head. Can't afford real help, smoke weed instead. This is master's degree, I can't afford your overcharging fees. I wanna stay clean with CBT. Trying to avoid a cycle of heroin in prison. And all you wanna give me is a prescription addiction. I just wanna stay here like Sunday morning. I'm just so full of fear, can barely function. And oh, the drugs were a dead end job. I feel robbed. And the drugs were a dead end job. I feel Sunday morning. I'm just so full of fear. Can barely function.
Hmm. So, fair play to everyone. Stressful situation for everyone involved. Can't keep everyone happy and jeez. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an awkward one. Hopefully someone smart lad.
Or a woman.
Will sort it all out and all the rest of it would be grand. information COVID-19 refugee. Okay. Lovely. Alright, so hopefully that sorts one or two things out, because there was, I think someone, one or two people listed a fact or two, you know, and it put some opinions that people may have on the internet, because there's a certain amount of anonymity or whatever, because it's often hard to realise why things are happening. Like concealed motives and possible racist undertones and just all sorts of things. Bit more, things are a bit more subtle than you'd expect, I guess. Like in the mob, they send your friend to kill you. It's fucking true. Send your friend to kill you. She said, "Oh, this just got dark, but in gangs and stuff, yeah, they go to your mate and they go, 'Listen, we're gonna kill your best mate. Like, do you wanna get $2,000 out of it, or do you want someone who's gonna fuck up the job and make it painful for him?'" And they're like, "Fuck, well, he's gonna get killed anyway. May as well get $2,000." And then the assassin or whatever shows up to the mother's funeral. Anyway. Guess what I'm saying is, yeah, sure. I think some of it was hinted there subtly. There's a lot of different intentions and agendas kind of hidden there subtly and stuff, and all sorts of good stuff. There's something else I want to talk about. Wasps. wasps. Farming. See, I'm a bit fascinated with wasps right now, because they've so many habits just like humans. For example, they farm livestock. I think it's larvae. It's ants. Ants farming. Bum, 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 bum. ants have strong jaws designed to clip off parts of plants. So if an ant meets another ant on the road, like, they'll fucking, if it's a local ant, if it's off a neighbouring local town, it will fucking fight to the death and just fucking right there. If it's a local one, because that means it's like it's competition for food and all this stuff. But if the ant is from a colony that is from like a few counties away, or just like from much further away, and isn't a local threat, the ant, I know this from watching those David Attenborough, the ant will just go like, here, starve and give me some food there. And the other ant, they'll like grapple it into submission or something, and they just go, oh, just give it some food or something. They'll give it food and all the rest of it, and they'll be all mates with it. But if it's a local, just think about like, countries fight with their neighbours and they fucking hate the local country beside them, because usually like there's some kind of invasion or war between the local country. But if it's from a different person from a different, further away country that the two countries have no historical war connection with, they'll just be, oh, come on in, I'm sure we'll have some vodka together, no worries. It's just, it's very like people. Yeah. I'm fascinated by these fucking, this, all the different things going on with ants. Alright, here's a picture of it. Alright. So ants, they farm these fucking, what do they farm? Can't read. Ant farm, insect cowboys. They farm these little fucking aphoids. What are they called? Aphoids. Aphids. A-P-H-I-D. An aphid, which is like a little thing that lives on fucking grass or something. But they like provide it protection, and it's fucking wild. Like, they fucking farm like livestock. Do you know what I mean? They tend to the fucking livestock. And I'm fucking insane. Ants have fucking livestock. They fight local neighbouring things, and yeah, they take either 20% of the world's fucking like population or whatever. It's fucking ants. Just fucking wild. Yeah. So, just thought I'd share that with you. Because it's ants blow my mind, man. Ants blow my mind. Absolutely mental looking lads. And they're like proper, they're like proper T-Rexes. They can't see if you're, unless you're moving. Oh God. For any of you guys who, oh yes, finally on this show, I want to look up the definition of Occam's razor. I know I'm mispronouncing it, but I can't figure out how to fucking say it. So I'm gonna look up the definition of that, and that'll be the end of the show. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed. Today, I'm delighted to be here with you. The time is 2018. That's 2818 or something like that. And the time and all that is, sorry, the date is, so it's the 21st of, it's Sunday 21st, okay? Lovely. Okay, so OCCAMS razor, Occam's razor. So this is something I try to watch educational things, and often when people are trying to convey a point, they often reference Occam's razor. I don't know how to pronounce it, but they pronounce it, they reference it all the time. They're like, oh, I'm using Occam's razor, as if it's like a technique, like using a hammer or using a screwdriver. They're like, when we use this screwdriver to fix this problem, we get this result. So it's a common technique people seem to use for problem solving, figuring out if they're trying to make a sense of a situation. I've been studying a lot of murder tapes, the interview tapes afterwards, where there's the interrogation of the subject. And they use all sorts of techniques like long pauses and long stares and moving closer to the person being interviewed to create tension and all this stuff. And you've probably heard like good cop, bad cop, like that, but all the different varieties of it and so on. Okay. So, Occam's razor. Let's have a little look. So here's what it is exactly. It's a noun, apparently. The principle attributed to William Occam, that's O-C-C-A-M, that is explaining a thing no more assumptions should be made than are necessary. The principle is often evoked to defend reductionism or normalism. Norminism. N-O-R-M-I-N-A-L-S-I-N. Okay. Jesus. Alright. So, let's see what else you have to say. Occam's razor is a law of parosmony. Parosmony is the problem-solving principle that entities should not be multiplied without necessity. Fucking hell. Right, we're going to have to get someone to dumb this down for me, because I still don't really understand. Here's another example. This is by examplesudictionary.com, says, the last one reference was Wikipedia there. Some examples of Occam's razor include the following. One of the fence posts is broken. So it's one fence post as broken. Okay. Brilliant. That's fine. Let's keep going. Of possible explanations, A. An albino mouse lost on its quest for its squirrel best friend crashed through the fence in despair. Or B. An old nail rusted through. B is more likely the answer. Okay. So I guess it's possibly look for the simplest answer. Okay, Occam razor or Occam's razor, this is Wikipedia again, simple Wikipedia, is a principle of philosophy. Suppose there exist two explanations for an occurrence. Another way of saying it is that the more assumptions you have to make, the more unlikely an explanation. Another way of saying it is that the more assumptions you have to make, the more unlikely it is for an explanation. All right. Why do they call it Occam's razor? Okay, what is Occam's razor in philosophy? I'm just reading these because it's the same thing described in different ways. And I personally find from learning, if you explain something to someone in multiple different ways, they're like, oh, okay, I get it. Because if you already know something, you can leave out a lot of the details because you kind of assume that they know certain things when you assume you make an ass out of me and you, or you and me, one of them ones. Occam's razor is the principle of parmoniously, P-A-R-S-I-M-O-N-E-Y, or simplicity, according to which the simpler theory is more likely to be true. Occam did not invent this principle. It is found in Aristotle, Aquarius, and other philosophers. Occam read. Wonderful. Make sure you hit up that. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all the time. Hats, merch, all the things. You'll love it. Today's episode was on Occam's razor with little. No, it wasn't. It was on that refugee thing. So take care of yourselves. Be nice to each other in the comments. And yeah, just stay things. Any other little bits? How's Occam's razor used? That's the end of the podcast. It's the end of a podcast. What is an AS? Let's just get the definition for asylum seeker just before we go. I believe it's something like when their life is under threat in a different country or something. I don't know if we'll have time to look into this. What is an asylum? Asylum seeker, wonderful. So let's just have a little look at asylum seeker, just in case there's any confusion, because I'm a bit confused. Just because I've never looked it up, like, I've heard people talk about it, but I've never really just been like, oh, so that's the definition. Okay, here we go. Asylum seeker. An asylum seeker is a person who fled, F-L-E-D, their home because of a war or other factors harming them. Or their family enters another country and applies for asylum, i.e. international protection. In this other country... In this other country, the asylum seeker is an immigrant who was affected by forced displacement and may become considered a refugee. The term asylum seekers and refugee are often confused. Okay, so I'm yeah. Oh jeez. All right, I thought it was simple. Okay, here we go. A person becomes an asylum seeker by making a formal application for the right to remain in another country and keeps the status until the application has been concluded. The relevant immigration authorities of the country of asylum determine whether the asylum seeker will be granted protection and become officially recognized refugee, or whether asylum will be refused to the asylum seeker becomes an illegal immigrant who may have asked to leave the country and may be even deported. Asylum seeker may be recognized as a refugee, and even refugee status in the person's circumstances fall into the definition of refugee according to the 1951 Refugee Convention. And other refugee laws, such as the European Convention of Human Rights. If the asylum is claimed within the European Union, however, signatories to refuse the convention create their own policies for assessing the protection status of asylum seekers and the proportion of asylum applicants who are accepted or rejected varies each year from country to country. North America English in term ASLY, that's A-S-Y-L-E-E, is also used, as ASI can either be an asylum seeker as defined above in person, or whose claim for asylum was accepted by asylum was granted. On average, about 1 million people apply for asylum every year. Holy fuck. Alright, we'll leave it there. I hope you... Oh, Jesus. I kind of just... It's all in there somewhere. The answer's all in there somewhere. Have a great day. Over and out. Being Seen Podcast. Bye, 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 bye. All the merch.